Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, it's your Friday night dance party, free-for-all, and everything else you could want in 2 hours of radio. And we're early tonight. We're coming to you live 7 p.m. East, 4 p.m. West, for all of our fantastic people out on the East Coast that would like to hear the show just a little bit earlier than usual, which means that you're listening live versus in Technicolor. But, of course, whether you listen live or in Technicolor, it doesn't really matter because we're always here with you in spirit. So today it is Friday, October 11th. It's National Coming Out Day. And to celebrate, we are going to play all kinds of music from gay icons like Diana Ross, Village People, Donna Summer, Madonna, Wham!, Elton John, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. 2 hours of music, not a lot of chit-chat going on, but if you'd like to call in and tell your story or request music, do so. 323-657-1493 is the hotline. Again, 323-657-1493, the chat line is also open in Blog Talk Radio, and I've got my Facebook page open. So if you want to send me a note and don't want to be on the air, which is fine, just go ahead and send me a note, and we will play your request. I'll try to do a three-peat in the artist that you request or three songs that you list that I've got in the studio. So regardless, we'll try to make that fun for you and something you can listen to now and in the future. So recap for the week, if you want to go back and listen to any of the old episodes for the week. The week's a short one. Sunday was off, Monday was off, and Tuesday was off. Why? I was in Phoenix. And just because of how I had dinners and meetings scheduled, I just wasn't able to do best ofs even. It just technically how it works on how I have to get it set up. And you still have to actually do some stuff live to make the show go, even if you're not doing a show. So I skipped that. Hopefully you've listened to some past episodes on Monday and Tuesday, and we're back on Thursday with me. Did a recap of my exciting trip to Phoenix and all the cool stuff that was going on. It was also John Lennon's birthday, so we played a rare three-peat of John Lennon's music in the show. And then Thursday, last night, we had Bow Wow Bonanza with Christine Snellgrove on, talking about their October 20th event coming up in Miami, Florida, to raise money for the local pet shelters and adoption agencies in Florida. So go check that out as well. So tonight, again, 2 hours of dance music, celebrating National Coming Out Day. So if you want to call and tell your story today, do so, 323-657-1493. In the meantime, here's some music, and of course, it starts out with Diana Ross.
Thank you.
judgment. Who's right, who's wrong? Try me by a jury of my peers. We'll be at the disco, dancing to our song, deep inside the bass. We have no fear, cause when the lights go on, we are the sun. And that's because we know the power of love. We are one. Turn out the lights, wake up your soul. Let's turn the night into tomorrow. Wherever we are, wherever we go, we are the light. You're never alone. Turn out the lights, wake up your soul. Let's turn the night into tomorrow. Wherever we are, wherever we go, we are the light. You're never alone.
And tomorrow belongs to those who believe. It belongs to you and me. Shine a light, let them see, let them see.
Turn out the light, wake up your soul. Let them the night into tomorrow. Wherever we are, ever we go, we are the light. You're never alone. Turn out the light, wake up your soul. Let them the night.
That's kind of a fun way to spend the first half hour of the show, is listening to all these hits. I'm going to say a big hello to Bill in upstate New York right now. We're kind of chatting on Facebook while the songs are playing, and he says, the first time I heard the song Bad Girls, which we heard earlier in the half hour, it says, I heard the line, I got what you want, you got what I need. He heard it as, I got one shoe on, you got what I need. So I've got a song that I'm going to play for him next. But I wanted to send a big thanks out to Jay Jones, and also in New York, for connecting Aaron Marciniak and myself together, who collaborated on the video for Guess What? It's Christmas Time, so here's my shameless plug for my music today. We're going to play Eyes Wide a little bit later, but if you have not checked out YouTube, you can go to YouTube today, right now, while you're listening to the show, and see the brand new Christmas video. I know it's October 11th, but you got to get stuff done before the holidays. So when the holidays come, you say, oh, I should have done that. I'll wait until next year. So if you'd like to go to YouTube anytime today and see my Christmas video called Guess What? It's Christmas Time. You can do that. I'm asking everybody in earshot to please give it a big thumbs up and leave a nice comment like best video of the year, I can't wait for Christmas now, or something equally cheesy, because the more comments, the more likes, and the more views that I have, it increases the ranking or search engine optimization within YouTube to get my video ranked higher. And my goal is to let this thing go viral this holiday season, and not as in a cold where you're going to need to use wet sock therapy to get better, but viral as in having millions and millions and millions of people take a look at it and hopefully buy the single and the album, value priced at $3.96, available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and wherever fine music is sold. So that's my little plug for the time. I'll be back at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, and we'll be talking about other things that are going on in the day today. But in the meantime, more national gay anthem type of music for National Coming Out Day. If you want to call and talk about your story or send me a note on Facebook that you want to share, I'm glad to do that. The toll-free number to call, Like, this is a big-budget show. The number to call in is 323-657-1493. You pay on your own dime, but if you've got unlimited minutes, it's free to talk, so call in. I'll be taking your calls. And this one goes out to Bill in New York. I hope you enjoy it, Bill.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey-pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right arm.
You put your right arm in, you put your right arm out, you put your right arm in, and then you shake it all about. You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out, you put your left arm in, and then you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn it all around. That's what it's all about.
Right elbow.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out, you put your right elbow in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left elbow.
You put your left elbow in, you put your left elbow out, you put your left elbow in, and then you shake it all about.
Head.
You put your head in, you put your head out, you put your head in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right hip.
You put your right hip in, you put your right hip out, you put your right hip in, and then you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left hip.
You put your left hip in, you put your left hip out, you put your left hip in, and you shake it all about. You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out, you put your whole self in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Backside.
You put your backside in, you put your backside out, you put your backside in, and you shake it all about.
do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey.
You do the hokey pokey. The hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey.
That's what it's all about.
I'll stand by you. Don't try and move.
So that was a little Cyndi Lauper shine, and what a, you know, you can't have a National Coming Out Day and gay anthems without Cyndi Lauper on the line. And we've got a caller, and I'm thinking this might be Wesley out of Georgia. Is this you, Wesley?
It's me.
Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Right on. So happy Coming Out Day. Do you want to tell your story?
Sure, why not? Which story would you like, the first, second, or third?
The third.
Okay. I'm going to give them all to you in a very short way. I came out once when I was 15. I had a friend of mine that came over. He was flamboyantly gay. He makes me look like, you know, the butchest man alive. It's really sad. And so we were bringing him back home. And then at that point, my dad says to me, son, I hope you know that he's gay. And I said, well, yeah, Dad, but what if I was gay? My dad slams on the brakes, opens the car door, and says, get out. I don't want anyone like you living in my house.
Really?
So I very quickly, go ahead.
I just said, really? Wow.
Yeah. So I very quickly went back in the closet, you know. It was just a phase. I was over it. And so then again, when I was 17, I was a senior, and my father taught at the same school that I went to, and I came out again. Bad timing, because, you know, then what my dad said is, you don't know me. I don't know you. You are not my son, because nobody at this school needs to know that. That I'm like, you know, coach's son is, I'm like, you know, is, I'm like, you know, queer. So once
wow.
again, I ran back into the closet. And so finally, I had been in college for about 2 weeks, and I said, you know what? I just cannot deal with it anymore. And it's kind of weird how that happens, because, I mean, like, you know, you tell yourself for a long time, nobody ever has to know. I'm not going to ever tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But when that moment comes, you just know. And there's no stopping you, no matter what it is, you're going to go through with it. So
what happened when you finally made that decision?
Well, luckily enough for me, a guy that I went to, church with, went to the same college. And so we were in one of the same rooms together. And so anyway, I was, you know, just kind of telling him all this. Well, turns out, I'm like, you know, that he's bi. So anyway, you know, what he says to me is, look, you can move in with us. And so anyway, I went home, told my mom and dad. My dad threw me through a wall. My mom didn't want to speak to me, even though she had known for years, you know.
Do you think she reacted that way because she knew how your dad was going to react, or is it just she needed her own time to kind of get through it?
I think that, you know, although she knew in her heart of hearts, she didn't want to really know. And so anyway, you know, a lot of things happened within, like, you know, that year, stuff that I'm not going to get into, but, you know, it took probably another 4 years before I was able to, like, you know, before I could have, I've got a friendship now with my father that I never thought I'd have. And especially,
so how long was that before he came around, or before that started to kind of open up for you?
When I had been with my ex for about 3 years, and, you know, at that point, he kind of finally saw, okay, being gay isn't just sex. And that was,
and you're,
you
still
know,
the same person you were before, you know, the same lovable son and the same, you know, fantastic member of the family.
Right. And it wasn't until that point, you know, that he really saw, you know, okay, nothing changed. And then whenever I'm like, you know, the storm hit down there, you know, not only my parents lost everything, but so did, I'm like, you know, me. And so anyway, we gave them a place to live, you know, did all this for them, And that's when my dad really kind of saw, okay, you know, just because he's gay doesn't make him bad. But we
It's putting
now,
a face on,
you know,
isn't it? You know, because people always have this predefined notion of what it is because they've seen somebody who looked a certain way and it made them feel uncomfortable. And then, you know, but then they're like, oh, I've got a son or a brother or a uncle or a cousin or a whoever. And it's like, and they're normal. So what's the big deal?
And what he found out and what was kind of funny is, you know, that my partner back then turned up to, or, you know, it ended up that about two summers before was the painter that actually painted our house, and I didn't even realize it.
Oh, my gosh. How funny is that? What a small world.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my story in a nutshell.
So how are things today?
Things are really good today. Actually, my dad calls me more and more and more, and, you know, I don't know where it comes from, but I'm so glad that he does, because it's not a relationship that I would have, like, you know, thought about, you know, because, you know, back when I was young, my dad was, you know, my coach, so, you know, besides seeing guys in, I'm like, you know, the locker room, my dad had no understanding for it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I've actually seen him defend another gay person. And I'm like, wait a minute, who are you? So
do people surprise you when you least expect it, don't they?
They do. They really
right
do.
On.
And I guess, you know, what I would tell anybody, you know, is don't rush it. Your heart will tell you when it's time. You know, don't try to rush it out. Don't just try to be, hey, look at me, I'm gay, because that's going to get you nowhere. That's what I did. When I first, you know, did, I mean, it was like, you know, hello, I am gay Wesley. Don't
mm-hmm.
do that. Don't
well,
do
I think
that.
Probably also depends on, you know, what your home life is like, you know, what your job situation
mm-hmm.
is at, you know what your school situation is at, what type of support system do you have, and your friends, what do you think they're gonna, you know, and all of those
things.
And
I did it totally
wrong.
You probably did it with
what you thought was right for you at the time, and then you know, you took correction until it was time to do something maybe a little bit different. But so, you know, would you try to come out at the same time? If you could turn back the clock and just kind of see how that played out, or would you have done it any differently?
I probably would have come out at the same time, but I probably would have made different choices during that first year. I probably wouldn't have been, you know, such a person that was like, okay, since I have been this way for so long, I'm just going to, like, you know, come out, kick the doors off the closet, you know, I mean, it was bad. I rebelled something fierce. And that was the biggest no-no.
So probably, you know, probably like maybe consider the circumstances first and weigh things out for your particular situation and then do it. So, you know, and again, I'm going to give you a website in a little bit here. I'll post it on Facebook and then also I'll mention on the air after the next couple of songs. But Wesley, I want to thank you for calling in. I number one, I always love hearing from you. I know you hate to call in and I'm twisting your arm to do it, but I appreciate you calling in and I'm glad to hear your voice. How are the dogs tonight?
Dogs are doing great. One is sitting right beside me while I am outside with this fire.
So you weren't kidding in the chat room.
No,
Wes is talking about,
kidding.
I'm making a fire and all this kind of stuff. And I thought it was just
if
we
you
were
go
joking
look
back and forth. So
on my profile page, you will see a picture of the fire.
Okay.
That I am standing at right now. So,
I'm going to go check you out in a second on Facebook. Thanks, Wesley. Have a great night, and I sure appreciate
you. You too,
Gary. Appreciate you calling in. This song's for you, okay? So
thanks.
I'm dedicating a song to Wesley in Georgia. I'm trying to sound like Casey Kasem here. Here you go.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital.
Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, face, chola, descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born
no matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
I was born this way, yeah. Oh, there ain't no way.
find a way. Only one.
I'm hungry for it. I know exactly why. I want to do it right. Say right before I die. God's given ray of light. You'll never walk alone. I'll never let you out. Now out of my sight. Made for this. I got this far. All by fancy footwork and not a racing car. Heart and that sound that says, ever of a new dawn. I got above the rest. I won't stop running till I'm gone. Yeah, do you make it, make it? Make it, do you make it, make it? Since you got to make it, do you make it, make it? Make it, do you make it, make it? Don't you lose it, make it, do you make it, make it? Do you make it, make it? Make it through the make it, do you make it, make it?
Thank you.
There's a little three-peat. That's for Bill in upstate New York for listening in tonight. And it is, again, your Friday night dance party, so not a lot of chit-chat, but here are some things that are going on. I had a fantastic lunch, so big thanks to Sean Paquette, general manager of Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza in Studio City. Today I had salmon on top of mixed vegetables. That was quite delightful. And it's always good to see him and hear what's going on in the world of food and entertainment. And my lunch guest today was George Tannehill. He's a regular listener and music contributor to the show. He's also taken the show over one time, and we're talking about a return date for him to do that in the near future. He just wants to make sure it's perfect. And you know me, none of my shows are perfect, but we're going to leave that to George to figure out what he'd like to do and what he's comfortable doing in the future. And more importantly, I needed to give him his music stick back. He had shared a bunch of music that he said, you must have these in your collection. And I said, okay. So a lot of it's like 70s, a little bit of 80s, and a lot of disco stuff. So I've had that, and it's long overdue in getting that return. And so after my appointment in Van Nuys today, I said, George, what are you doing? Let's go grab a bite to eat real quick. And the place that I typically, it's just my go-to place now, is Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza in Studio City, because I know how to get there, really, is what it boils down to, and the food's great. So I had a chance to do that. Tomorrow night, I'm actually going to leave the house, believe it or not. I'm going to go see a tribute to Peter Asher. And Peter Asher, as many of you know, he has been a musical legend, and he's done everything from being a singer, manager, record producer, and British guitarist. He has produced albums for Sweet Baby James, JT and the Flag, Linda Ronstadt, including her Heart Like a Wheel, Simple Dreams, Living in the USA, What's New, Canciones de mi Padre, Cry Like a Rainstorm, and Howl Like the Wind. And he is most famous for his 1964 hit. It's a Paul McCartney song, A World Without Love. And I have been invited to this by my music producer, Brian Pothier, who is going to be there performing tomorrow night as part of the group. And Peter Asher was most recently seen this week on Fox 11 here in L.A. And so I get a chance to hobnob with some celebrities tomorrow night. And so I'll tell you all about that on my Sunday show. Again, Sunday morning, Sunday services, live catching worms early. So that's 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon east. But tomorrow morning, bright and early, at the crack of dawn, I'm going to be producing Rebecca's show, I Am Rebecca. And Rebecca, as you know, is my co-host on the old Garrett and Rebecca show last year. And she is now doing her Intuitive Psychic show live Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 east. And if you would like to call and ask a question, please log into her show. It's I Am Rebecca, also here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find it and follow it at any time that you'd like. If you do want to call in, I just word the wise, call in early. You're going to need to call in probably a good 15 minutes before the show starts just to get in line in the call queue. Last week was my first time doing this with her on her first early morning adventure, and we had probably a good 50, 60 people that called in, throughout the course of the show, and we get to a very small percentage of them because, everybody takes 5 or 10 minutes or so, for the call, and plus questions out of the chat room. So if you want to call in or ask a question in the chat room tomorrow, please get in line early and against the I Am Rebecca show on Blog Talk Radio. Little promo here. Again, thanks to the folks at Blog Talk Radio for always keeping the show as a featured episode whenever I am doing the show live, like I'm doing right now. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio and go to their homepage while we're live, 4 to 6 Pacific, 7 to 9 Eastern, you'll see the Garrett Miller Show there live and in Technicolor. Again, follow it. If you can't listen to the show live but love hearing the show, I always love that because so many of you do tend to listen at a time that's on demand for you. You can now listen to the show as a podcast simply by clicking the little podcast thing at the bottom right of the thing for the show. I'm full of technical jargon. The thing. But it's there, bottom right-hand corner. You click that, and it will then download all episodes. You can just do episodes moving forward. But I think you really want to listen to all of them because, every show is just so fascinating. But you can go and have that downloaded to your favorite iPad, iPhone, iTouch, iWhatever, and listen to them now and forever. ever. I've had several people say, I'd listen to your show, but I need it to be on a podcast. Well, there you go. It's now a podcast. So make it very easy for you to stay in touch with the show. And today is National Coming Out Day. We've got about 40 minutes left in the show. So if you want to call in and tell us your story, the number to call in is 323-657-1493. Again, 323-657-1493, or ping me in the Facebook chat room. I'm live there as we live and breathe right now. A couple of celebrity birthdays. There's a bunch of people celebrating birthdays today, but quite frankly, I've never heard of them. So I'm only going to review the people that sound like they might be somebody, and we're going to bypass the rest. But Matt Bomer, he's 36. And Matt Bomer, you'll remember, is known for playing the lead role of Neil on the television series White Collar alongside Tim DeKay. And before he was famous, he had a brief role on the soap opera All My Children. So Matt Bomer, he's 36 today. We've got Luke Perry turning 47. He's played Dylan on the popular TV series Beverly Hills 90210. And before he became famous, he reportedly auditioned for more than 215 different acting jobs before landing his first role in a commercial. He's also appeared in a Twisted Sister video with Dee Snider. Other famous people. Oh, this is a great one. He's dead now. But Rikishi, you know, the wrestler from WWE. It says he's 48 years old, but I think he's dead. He's born Salafu Fatu, Samoan professional wrestler, best remembered for his time with the WWE. He died, from heart disease or something like that, but it had something to do with being morbidly obese. Super nice guy, though. He wrestled in Canada and Puerto Rico early in his career. He's a three-time WWE Tag Team Champion and one-time Intercontinental Champion. His sons, Jimmy and Jay, also wrestle in the WWE. They've got a gimmick going right now that is great, and they make them paint their faces with stupid face paint that nobody thinks is interesting anymore, but that's how they're doing it. My favorite, Jane Krakowski, turns 45. You'll remember her from all kinds of things, from Ally McBeal to Jenna Maroney on the sitcom 30 Rock with Tina Fey. And she attended Rutgers University and Mason Gross School of the Arts. I guess that's of Rutgers University. Let's see. Who else is having a birthday today? We've got country singer George Williams. He was born this day in 1821. I'm thinking of George Jones. I guess that'd be something completely different, huh? Especially since he died in 1905 and George Jones sang up until the late 90s. George Williams was founder of the YMCA. He has a birthday today. Artie Lang turns 46. Mad TV comedian, actor, and Howard Stern radio sidekick. We've also got, anybody else that's fantastic? Dottie West. Dottie West, born this day in 1932. She passed away in 1991. We have, I don't see anybody else that's really worth talking about. So guess what? We're done with celebrity birthdays. That's nice. Okay, that button's now clicked. We're going to go to an up-and-coming out artist, Matthew Paul. Matthew's been on the show talking about his single, Sex Sells. I played this a week or two ago, but I bring it back up because he's getting ready to film his own music video for Sex Sells in a club in Ohio coming up very shortly. But this is his song from 2013, Sex Sells. So we'll play some more, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Attention. advised.
You wanna. You wanna. You wanna talk to me? You wanna do study? You wanna talk about it? You better do it, bitch. You wanna run with me? Sit and watch me. Look hot in a bikini. You better do it, bitch. You wanna live fancy? Live in a big mansion. Party in France? You better do it, bitch. You better do it, bitch. You better do it, bitch. You better do it, bitch.
Stay inside.
You think we need to go to war? Well, you're already in one. 'Cause it's people like you that need to get through. No one wants your opinion.
Please don't. And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. On the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
From no prophet, just an ordinary man. When I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall be when we all walk hand in
time. Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Little turn on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn.
wrap up the Friday night dance party. Just want to thank everybody for being here. Thanks for Wesley for calling in and sharing his story, all the requests from the chat room, and everybody who was in Facebook and sending me pings along the way throughout the show. Just a reminder, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'll be the call taker guy on I Am Rebecca's show. So if you want to hear that, go to I Am Rebecca on Blog Talk Radio. Follow it and call in with your intuitive question. It's a 90-minute show. And then I'll see you here live Sunday morning for Sunday services, Early Birds Catching Worms, bright and early at 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon east. So we'll see you live on Saturday and Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.